This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Listen to the sound when you listen to the sound when you.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Thanks to Transpositions.
Yes.
1 minute past 9 o'clock on your Tuesday with myself, Brian Peel, and the gorgeous Leo. G'day, Leo.
Thanks, Dahl. We are live in Joy Studios tonight. If you want to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, our handle is SoundMuseum949. We're tweeting all night tonight.
We are.
And we're even on Periscope.
We're on Periscope.
Very soon. So follow us on Sound Museum.
And on the text line, 0427JOY949 as well.
Big show tonight. Now check out the hottest new releases this week from Pink, Little Mix, and a Melbourne band called The Hiding are joining us live in the Joy Studio.
They are. They're coming up very, very soon.
But first up, live in the studio, he's no stranger to Joy 94.9. Great success in Taxi Ride back in the day, solo career. He's now committed to 6 singles in 12 months.
Just give me a moment to compose myself here.
He's halfway through that.
Yes.
It's been 3 so far. Welcome back, Jason Singh.
Hey, Jason. Guys.
How are you going? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back
all
again.
Right. Now, I mean, you've had a great career, let's just say. I mean, Taxi Ride back in the day, hits all over the place, touring overseas, recording overseas. Looking back now with some fresh set of eyes, what's it like looking back on that time?
Some of the times it feels like it didn't actually happen at all. And I was like, geez, that was a really vivid dream. And it went for ages. And then sometimes it feels like it was just yesterday. So often, you know, a lot of those memories will be sparked when you speak to people that were actually there. So, you know, having Taxi Ride back together now has been really good for the memories that we shared together, you know. So, because we can only speak about it with each other because no one else was there, you know.
Because your debut album went number one here in Australia. Yes. And you guys are back touring again.
Yeah, we are. We took, there was probably 6 or 7 years where we went our own way and we weren't really speaking and stuff like that. And about a year and a half ago, I got the urge to pick up the phone and just hassle until finally, after about 150 text messages, one of the guys texted me back. And I was like, yes, I did it. I was like, and, you know, him and I are getting along so well now, better than ever before. So
is it like stepping back into like an old comfy pair of shoes?
It is, actually, because we did so much work together before the band had a break. Like, we probably did about 5 years of writing and recording and rehearsing, just practicing every day of the week until we even did one gig. So I think all that stuff that we put on early on, it's just embedded in our heads, like where each of us is supposed to be in the band, you know. So, it's been pretty easy, actually.
So with these comeback shows, Taxi Ride, are you performing your original material plus some covers, or are you mixing and matching what you're putting on your show?
I'm trying to keep them separate. So with my solo shows, I play all the stuff off Humanikin plus all these, the 4 releases so far of the Jason Singh project, as well as the big hits from Taxi Ride. But I try and do a slightly different version of the songs and just bring them into a bit more of the current sort of sound that I'm into and stuff like that. And then the Taxi Ride shows are all just Taxi Ride songs, you know. It'd be pretty awkward to go, hey, fellas, I've just got this song that I've released by myself. How about you guys play it with me?
Back in 2012, you released Humanikin and your debut solo album.
Yep.
Obviously, was here played on Joy, which is great.
You've been my biggest supporters.
Oh,
we love you.
We love
good
music.
We do.
I feel the love.
And last year, you have this brainwave to do 6 singles in 12 months because industry has changed. It's all pretty much singles driven now.
Yep.
And EPs and stuff. So the Jason Singh project was born.
Correct.
And there's been 3 releases so far. Let's just maybe refresh.
Let's have a listen.
People's memories,
okay,
right?
I love this. So save me.
Your love.
Jason Singh.
What a trip down memory lane.
Taking me back like 6 months.
A bit of a medley for you.
Yeah,
the
I know.
Three singles
it's
so
amazing
far.
Amazing to hear them like that, actually.
Quicksand, Your Love, and If It's a Dream, which yes. was the latest single that you've released, and all really different tracks as well.
All really different, and that was a lot of the reason why I wanted to do like a constant release every 8 weeks for a whole year, because like you said, music is changing so quick, and I like to kind of see how quick, you know what I mean? And even just from listening to Quicksand through to the new song that I've just done called Feel For You, very different, you know. And I guess, you know, I write a song in springtime and it's going to sound like that. You know, if I write a song in summer, it's probably going to be party. And, you know, by the time winter comes around, I might just be sitting by a piano and writing a song like that. So it's been a really good way to showcase myself as a songwriter and artist, and it shows a real growth, I think.
And what's been the reaction so far from your fans and everyone?
It's been really good. I mean, everyone's really into the idea. Everyone loves the idea. And
it's different.
It is. It's really different. I mean, I don't know if anyone that's sort of tried this sort of scheduled thing over a whole year. I mean, usually you write a record for a whole year and then you go into a studio and pick
How much pressure are you under, Jason?
I'm under a hell of a lot of pressure. Not that you can tell right now.
No.
Because I had some Xanax. No, I did not have Xanax. You know, I'm putting myself under a lot of pressure because other than writing and recording, producing, mixing and making videos for the Jason Singh project, I'm also still doing about 5 gigs a week, you know, and I have a family.
Yeah.
I've got a life as well, or some sort of a life. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Let's move on to, I guess, the next single, which is single number 4, which
yes.
is available tomorrow.
Correct.
On iTunes. And it was actually co-written by this man. Let's introduce him, shall we?
Hello.
Sebastian from Beck and Sebastian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good evening. Now, I mean, just for you, let's just refresh your memory, because you are a writer, singer, songwriter, producer. You've been doing it for years, like 12, 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I've just started DJing as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, because he's got nothing else better to do.
Okay, this is your part to name drop. So who have you worked with over the years?
Jason Singh,
yeah,
of course. Really good guy. Really great guy.
Anthony Clear, Natalie Gauchy.
Hayley Teal.
Hayley Teal, yes, of course, Hayley Teal.
Piero.
DJ Piero. There's a couple for you.
Of course, back in 2013, you auditioned for The Voice.
Yes.
With your twin,
yes.
out and proud sibling, Beck.
That's correct.
And she didn't really discover her voice until much later on.
Yeah, that was correct. Like, she hadn't really sung in front of anybody, even our parents, about 3 or 4 months before the show happened. So pretty much from that, she went on to TV and sung in front of millions of people.
You're a part of Team Ricky Martin. Now,
yes.
let's just say, he's if still. That was me, I wouldn't be able to concentrate because he is hot. How the hell did you concentrate?
I don't think he did.
I just kept hugging him all the time. I'm just like, can I have another hug? I'm feeling a little bit fragile right now, and I need some comforting.
I need a moment.
So what's the best advice he gave you during that whole rollercoaster ride?
He basically just said to really honour ourselves as artists and who we are, and just project that through our music, which was great. It was just very spiritual, very real to us, and that's how we are as people as well. So it was great to connect that way.
And it was a big platform for you guys. You got to release your debut EP later on this year, which is on iTunes right now.
It is, yes.
And you have collaborated with Jason on this next project, the Jason Singh project, singer number 4. Yes. And it's called Feel For You, Jason.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, this is quite a different track. It's quite groovy. It's quite sort of funky.
Well, yeah, I wanted to sort of showcase collaboration on single 4. And I met Sebastian when I was recording Humanikin. And he sent Charles Fisher a demo. And Charles was like, I found this brother and sister. She's got a great voice.
Savage Garden,
Yes,
Charles
he
Fisher?
Did Savage Garden, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
So I was working with him for like 2 years on Humanikin. And then he introduced me to Sebastian, and he brought his sister into the studio, and we were trying to get her to sing on a track. Do you remember that? She couldn't even like look at us. She had to face
girl.
The other way, and Sebastian was on the ground.
Yeah,
like,
so moral
to make
support
her sing.
Singing. I'm like, come on, sing, monkey, sing.
But everything that we wrote was really good. Like that. I mean, we have a connection in the studio, which is really cool, and we bring really different stuff out of each other. And that sounds weird, but we bring, you know, heaps of musical ideas.
It's after 9 o'clock.
Thank God you're not on your 6 o'clock slot.
Aside from this new track, you've written some other tracks, which I saw on your little video, Jason. What Do I Do and Humanize?
That wasn't with Sebastian. I actually had written that song, Humanize, which was going to be the fourth single. And we've been trying to get back together in the studio for a while. And he came over like, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
And this was already scheduled to be released. Humanize was already scheduled to be released, and then we came up with this new track, and we're like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to shift."
This is it.
Yeah, this is it. I'm going to shift the post again. So, we do really well together.
The single's out tomorrow. Yeah. You're touring with Taxi Ride. You're touring by yourself.
I'm touring with Taxi Ride. The tour dates are on taxiride.com.au, and I'm doing some overseas tours in the next few months.
India.
Yeah, it's on the cards. I'm not supposed to mention it yet. My manager's like, don't mention it yet. We haven't put the press release out.
That was me. Blame me.
Where would you like to go if you performed
like to go to India. In Goa and Mumbai and Delhi and Bangalore. And then I'd really like to go to Abu Dhabi on the way home. And then I'd really like to go to Bali on the way home from there.
Sounds pretty good.
But none of it's locked.
Like
It's just a dream.
Jason Singh and Sebastian from Beck and Sebastian, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Right, anytime.
Thank you so much for having
us.
Guys.
And, of course, we should play.
Hang on, before you do that.
Okay.
Yes, it's your birthday tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Go on.
I got you a present.
What?
I got you a present. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that is. That's an exclusive.
Can you take that, Brian?
There is only, we only could afford to print one hat.
I've just...
So we were going to print hundreds of them, but we could only afford one. So there it is. That's the one. That's the prototype.
It
looks great on you.
Awesome.
Jason Hashtag JSP on the front. Brian's feeling a bit left out of here.
Gorgeous stuff.
I'm feeling a little left out.
I am feeling a bit left out, but that's all right. You'll get your desserts, Jason Singh, one day. Don't you worry.
Shall we play?
Oh, he's got one for me too.
I got two hats made. One was for me.
Gorgeous.
One was for my mum. So I don't know which one's got my mum's hat, but one of you got a hat.
Thank you
so much, Jason. We should play the new single for the first time on radio anywhere. With exclusive. It's called Feel For You. Co-written and produced by Jason Singh and Sebastian.
The lovely
Sebastian. Beck and Sebastian. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Shall we do it?
Thanks, everyone on Facebook watching right now.
Thank you, everyone.
Questions.
Shall we press play?
Listen in.
Let's have a listen.
Let's do it.
You're on Joy.
You're on Joy.
Service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.